This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado voters face an early deadline today. CPR's Andrew Kinney explains.
Today is the last day that Colorado voters can safely put their ballots in the mail, according to state officials. It's also the last day that voters can register to receive a ballot by mail. Starting Tuesday, voters should return ballots to drop boxes or voting centers to ensure they are counted. Same-day registration is also available at voting centers. All ballots must be received in drop boxes or at voting centers by 7 p.m. on November 3rd to be counted. Ballots that arrive by mail after that will not be counted. About 1.6 million people have already voted, and early turnout is high. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The number of coronavirus tests and cases will increase this week as the state adds data left out earlier this month. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
A computer problem meant more than 16,000 tests were left out of state counts since the beginning of October. Results from the health system Kaiser Permanente will now appear in state data, as they're supposed to. The state says fixing the data will increase the number of positive tests by just over 1,500. The revised numbers mean some counties may have to consider increased restrictions, including Elbert County, southeast of Denver. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Coming up, the Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court tonight. Then a Nashville, Tennessee resident died of COVID after being sent home from the hospital twice. Uninsured COVID patients are rarely told that their bills are covered by the government. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, election officials say things like weather and computer glitches disrupting voting are typical worries, but this year there is another.
We're concerned and we're watching closely whether or not there'll be, you know, violent civil unrest. And so we want to be able to see that before it happens and deal with it if it's of a criminal nature.
How state and federal officials are preparing for the election. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. It is going to be another cold night, single digits all around the state. Right now it's 8 in Colorado Springs with light snow, 13 in Denver, mostly cloudy. This is CPR News.